In this video, I'm going to show you the number one best tip for intermittent fasting to help lose your belly fat. Let me first explain the relationship between insulin and fat storage using different size batteries. This big battery represents your fat. This small, tiny battery represents how much sugar you have in your liver that's stored. And an average skinny person is holding about 100,000 calories, okay, of fat, with only 1,700 calories of sugar storage. So an average thin person has 58 times more stored fat than sugar. So how do we transition from the sugar to the fat? Well, we have to lower insulin. So the intermittent fasting tips I'm going to show you have one goal: to drop insulin so you make this transition from sugar burning to fat burning. All right, let's start with the seventh tip, okay? 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar in a glass of water. Why? Because apple cider vinegar lowers your blood sugars and it lowers insulin. And insulin is the fat-making hormone and the barrier to losing weight. And this is so simple, everyone can do it. Just do 1, 2, or even 3 of these drinks in a given day. All right, number 6, you want to combine the low-carb ketogenic diet with intermittent fasting. This is a 1-2 punch. Just by doing intermittent fasting, you're going to lower insulin. But if you add the low-carb with it, you are going to be very, very successful. Plus, going low-carb is going to allow you to transition into fat burning a lot quicker versus just doing intermittent fasting by itself. And the way that you know you're in fat burning is you have no more appetite, okay? So then it'll be easy to continue. All right, tip number 5, when we start out, we want to start out with a high fat diet. But then as you transition and your appetite is a lot less, you know, several weeks into this, then we'll start reducing the fat. This way we can tap into more of the ketones from our own body fat versus the fat that comes from our diet. All right, tip number 4, we want to enhance your sleep, but to do that, we have to lower your stress. And what's even better than exercise for stress and sleep is physical work around the house or physical work around your yard outside. Anything you do like that is a lot more productive, so you get something done. You're not just running on a treadmill. And physical work does something else for your mind. It gets your attention off the stresses of life. Tip number 3 is exercising in a fasting state versus exercising right after a meal. There are actually 26 different studies that show that when you exercise in a fasting state, you'll burn more fat. So this is just compounding your results by adding another strategy that can speed things up for you. And as far as the type of exercise, I recommend doing a combination of higher intensity, but not more than twice a week because we don't want to overtrain. On the off days, you want to do long walks. All right, tip number 2, you need to add more sea salt. And when you lose water weight, you're going to lose electrolytes, especially salt. And if you're low on salt and you're doing fasting, you're going to feel weaker. You're going to feel tired. A lot of people do not realize how much salt they actually need, especially when they're doing fasting. If you're low on salt, you're not going to sleep that good, especially in the first part of the sleep. So be more mindful of adding a little more salt to your food. All right, for the number 1 tip, this is the most important tip. Make note of this. You want to let your body determine the intermittent fasting pattern by hunger. So here's the rule. Don't eat unless you're hungry. This way will allow your body to transition to this at the right pace. Some people can fast longer than others. Once your body gets in this amazing adapted state and you're burning fat, you should be feeling great mentally and physically. If you don't, it means that you're not ready yet and you have to keep doing it and just take your time.